Imagine if you could learn how to bypass the part of the mind that hesitates and debates and tap directly into the part of the mind that makes decisions instantly. What if every potential client or viewer became a raving fan, loyal client of yours, even without them realizing it? Why? You like to learn through jaw-dropping stories, being entertained, and learn new business insights that you haven't learned anywhere. I promise this episode and video is the one that you will want to watch until the end. Picture this. What if you could 10x, 50x, or 100x your business overnight? Would you do it? Imagine if you could compress 10 years into building your business and systems and frameworks into a few short weeks or a few short months. Would you do it? Some of you might be thinking, that's impossible, Carlos. I want you guys to think again. Like I told you earlier, I want you guys to open up your mind. And if you're going to doubt something, I want you to start thinking about and doubting about your own doubts. If you're going to think about something, I want you to start thinking about your own thinking. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If you get a shout out from Taylor Swift, The Rock, Mr. Beast, don't you think that would be the quickest path to sell a gazillion number of your products and services? Because now you have an influencer with hundreds of millions of followers passing on the baton to you, saying that they like your products and services. What do you think the behavior of their customers is going to happen? Most people, they cannot even take the number of clients that will come from the volume sent their way. So the part that is striking to me is that why so many people focus on outdated marketing tactics out there instead of mastering how to attract these influencers to collaborate with us. That's exactly what I did. But you might ask, Carlos, how did you do that? I mastered both online and offline stages. I learned how to get paid to speak at industry and corporate stages and events. You see, guys, after influencers giving you a shout out, stages are the fastest way to build credibility, authority, and massive brand growth. And I applied the relentless determination I had as a kid selling bread in the dangerous streets of Brazil. I have a philosophy to never give up. I am Carlos Siqueira. I'm a proud Brazilian-American who never gives up. I was born in Brazil and embraced America, the land that turned my dreams into reality. A place where many before me perished or were silenced. I arrived in this incredible country at age 18, driven by ambition and hope. Over the past 23 years, I transformed sales teams, conducted transformative workshops on sales, emotional intelligence, and captivated audiences on global stages. My strategies have empowered diverse businesses to generate $1 billion in revenue. Now I'm here to share these proven techniques with you and help you achieve unparalleled success. Imagine every time a client thinks about the problem that you solve, they think about you first. Imagine your presence online, offline, whenever you're out there networking at events, and they see you, and you bring the joy of Mother's Day, the fireworks of 4th of July, or the excitement of New Year's Eve. You become their favorite hello and their saddest goodbye. Ooh, say again, brother Carlos. You become their favorite hello and their hardest and saddest goodbye. Why even aiming for this, Carlos? You may be asking me. Because you see, guys, in every stage, every time that I speak, online or offline, there are people right now who are struggling against forces that have held them back for way too long. Don't you agree? It's time to break free from what is breaking you. Who? Tell you one more time, brother Carlos. It's time to break free from what is breaking you. You see, guys, some of the things that I'm about to teach you here, I wish I knew a long time ago. My journey began in despair. The divine whisper taught me an invaluable lesson, my friends. When I was a kid, I used to sell bread, and I was about to do something horrible because all I knew was violence. My father died in a horrible car explosion. I was only 3 months old. He was about to become a priest. He saw my mom. And just like that, they got married. And then he passed away in a horrible car explosion, head-on car collision with a gas truck. He was so young. And all that I knew from that moment on was tragedy, violence, despair, hopelessness. Heard my mother being abused by men behind closed doors. And there was nothing that I could do about. And you already know what happens when that's all you think about, violence, sad, hopelessness. I was so mentally impacted by all those things that were happening that I wrote that letter. I didn't want to be here anymore. At age 6 and a half, I was about to stab myself in the kitchen. I remember very vividly holding on to that knife. And right before I do it, on a very dark day, I heard a whisper. I called the whispers from God. You know what he told me? So, hey, kid, I get it. You're being abused mentally and physically. You don't have a father. You're poor. You live in the hood, in the barrio. You go on rice for weeks at a time, wishing you had a piece of meat to go on that plate. You've seen other kids with their families or people eating in fancy restaurants, and all you can do is dream. But let me tell you something, kid. Your future doesn't have to equal your past unless you carry on the stories with you. Say one more time, Brother Carlos. Your future doesn't have to equal your past unless you carry on the stories with you. At that moment, ladies and gentlemen, I decided to drop that knife. And I remember very vividly telling my mom, they used to sell all kinds of stuff. Make a little bit of bread, mommy. I'm going to help you sell it. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to sell the bread. I'm 6'5", 300 pounds. Always been a big boy. Funny story. When I was born, type in below, guess how big do you think I was? All the guys who typed in the comments, whether you are here live or watching us later on replay or you're listening to this, I was one of the biggest babies in the Amazon, in the jungle. I was 14.8 pounds. A freaking baby gorilla. You know how you go to, you know, you go to somebody's house and they had a baby. Oh, let me hold your baby. How pretty. And when they hold my big mouth, try not to cuss. They like, oh, hell no. You can take this little baby rhino back. All right. But on another token, my friends, back to the story. I'd say, mama, make some bread. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help ourselves. I'm going to help our family. I'm going to help our loved ones. I'm going to end the suffering, the abuse, the mental, the physical abuse that you and I, my grandma was also, my mom was also enduring a tremendous amount of abuse by my grandpa. They would come home drunk at night. They would mentally abuse us physically and mentally. That was my life. That's all I knew. But thank God he's spoken with me. And if you guys think that wasn't enough, the tragedy that ran through my family, my stepfather, he was murdered. He was set up. So as you guys can imagine, this for me is not business. It's personal. That's why I like to educate, entertain, and teach others so that you can get out there and follow your dream and understand that anything is possible. And that's why I don't like to teach fluff. And I like to educate people real strategies that's going to move the needle, that can take anybody from starting from nothing to build whatever is that thing that you wanted to build, whether you want to build a successful YouTube channel, you want to become a TikToker, an influencer, start a business, open up a franchise, become a coach, a speaker, a consultant, whatever fills your boat, whatever makes you happy, become a painter, a chef, fix gardens, whatever you love. It's about what you love, not nobody else. Too many people out there are following and living other people's dreams. Instead of really digging deep to find out, what do I really love? Speaking of digging, let's talk about the psychology of sales and marketing, how the mind works. Let's dive a little bit deep. Before I go deep into the mind, I want to give you guys an analogy. It's the iceberg analogy. The tip above the water represents the conscious mind, which possesses and processes immediate thoughts and actions and is relatively small. The massive section below the water represents the non-conscious mind, which stores deeper beliefs, emotions, and past experiences. See, this visual helps illustrate how most of our decision-making process is influenced by the unseen conscious part of our memory. It's very important to understand this analogy, ladies and gentlemen, because you see, let's dive deeper. The mind has two layers, the conscious and the non-conscious. The conscious mind debates and hesitates, while the non-conscious decides without hesitation, makes decisions, buying decisions instantly. Are you guys following me? Does that make sense? Type yes below if you are following, because we're going to go deep over here. This is very powerful to help any one of you. They are struggling to get more clients, to build a bigger channel, to get more following, to sell more of your products and services. Does that make sense? By tapping into the non-conscious layer part of your brain, you are now able to bypass resistance and stir up the emotions that drives decisions, right? Here's a simple demonstration, right? Let's explore how the non-conscious mind works. I'm going to show you guys a series of words. And all I want you to do, just shout out the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't overthink it, guys, about this. Just follow me. Trust me in the process. Showed you guys earlier why I'm credible to teach this. I've done over $1 billion in revenue for Fortune 100 companies and thought leaders and CEOs like you. They are watching me here and listening to me right now. This is very powerful. This is going to help you with your copy, your marketing on your website, your newsletters, your posts, your videos, when you are speaking on stages, when you're talking, when you're networking. Very powerful stuff. So don't just overthink it. Just say the first word or think about the image that pops in your head. So this will reveal how deeply our non-conscious reactions are embedded and how they drive our decisions. So let's start. Innovation. Just shout it out loud. The first thing that comes to mind, if you want to play with me, pull out. Writing is the doing part of thinking. Say it again, Carlos. Writing is the doing part of thinking. Take notes from this presentation. Review them right before you go to bed. In the middle of the night, your mind is going to process, it's going to repeat it 20 plus times, helping this be embedded in your mind even stronger. So you don't have to review as often. Although I would love you to watch more often the replay, as it will help us grow this channel, as I am helping a lot of causes out there. I want to end hunger. I want to end sex trafficking. I want to help feeding the people, and do what is what I wish was done to me when I was a kid. I do a lot of teaching out there for free and helping. And so every like, every comment, subscribe, turn on the bell. So every time I'm bringing new content, you'll be able to be notified right away. If you're listening to me on a podcast, on Apple, Spotify, iHearts, radio, follow me. Drop a review. Drop a comment below. This helps us grow our channel and get our message out there to impact millions and millions of more. So let's continue with the words. Next word, risk. Think about the images and think about the first thing that comes to mind when I'm thinking, showing you guys those cards and saying the words out loud. Growth, holiday, family, fear. Think about it. Shout it out. What it comes to mind when I say the word fear? What images pops up in your mind? Type in below. Success. What does it come to mind when I think about success? Ocean. I love the ocean. I always think about my daughter and I in the ocean. I love surfing, swimming, scuba diving, snorkeling. I love the water. Jumping, waterfalls. Car. First picture, I say the word car. Apple. First thing. Shout it out. Type in below. 3. So now, guys, I'm going to do another cool exercise over here right after this one, which is I'm going to start shouting out rapid fire. I'm going to start throwing words at you guys faster. You see how I took my time on those ones? Because I really want you guys to take this home and really, really understand how powerful this is. Now I'm going to say rapid fire, round, and you're going to automatically shout out, type in below, write it. Next word, love, dead, murder, mom, money, lifestyle, health, wealth, growth, gratitude. Do you guys notice how quickly your mind responded to some of these words compared to others? Especially the emotionally charged or deeply ingrained concepts. You see, guys, our mind, the way our non-conscious mind work, they already have formed, right? The non-conscious already formed decisions and reactions long before your conscious, which is the front, is the gate, can engage. This is how powerful understanding this strategy is, so that you understand sales tactics, you understand how to prevent somebody to cheat you or your mom or your family. And you now understand the true foundation, the ultimate process on how everything works and how deep this goes, as you guys can imagine. That's how powerful this is. This is the power of the non-conscious mind in action. See, in sales and marketing, knowing the first associations, right, that comes to your client's mind when they hear about the product or service, you craft messages that align with the positive emotions and values, right? What that does, it bypasses the slower, more critical conscious thoughts and then it taps directly into the faster, decisive, non-conscious decisions. Here's an exercise I want you guys to do. Think about any person that have handled you guys money in the past for your products, your services, if you are a coach or a speaker or a CEO, if you run a construction company, landscape, nail salon, I don't care. Think about it. Any person, this can go for any business, the last three people that handle you cash. I want you guys to reach out to them and I want you guys to ask them this very powerful question. This is one out of 23 powerful questions that I've been teaching over the years. Corporations, CEOs, and small businesses like you guys listening to me, how to grow their businesses and their revenue and take things to a whole other level. By understanding this, the answer to this question is very powerful. You see what I'm doing here? I'm building anticipation. I'm building curiosity. I said one out of 23. I didn't say I'm teaching all 23, right? I want you guys to understand how our mind works. That's why I like to teach it this way and entertain and educate to dominate in the business industry, in the consulting space, because the influencer, the business that adds the most value and is genuine about it and working with integrity and walks the talk, is the business that's going to win the most at the end. And the question is, where in the heart of hearts did you decide emotionally and financially to hire me as your coach and consultant to grow your business? Where in the heart of hearts did you decide emotionally and financially to book me to speak at your next conference, to hire me as your consultant, as your coach? When did you decide to buy my book, Work Like an Immigrant, international bestseller? See what I did here? Better interrupt, ask a question, plugged in the book. And now, a lot of the wisdom that I teach, a way to continue learning from me is through this book. It has a lot of life lessons. And here's the best part. By purchasing this book, we are helping people ending hunger, helping kids and families that they were just like me when I was a little boy. And now we can feed them, educate them with the strategies that work. So you can buy Work Like an Immigrant on Amazon. Links will be below in the description. You can buy the audio version on Google. Google picked up the book on Audible. So Audible is on Amazon. You can purchase the audio version on Google Books. Pretty cool. I was the one that narrated, so you guys will like it. And for the creators listening to me right now, I want you guys to think about this. When did your subscribers decide to follow you, to subscribe to your channel? When did they decide to buy your membership, to buy your merch? You see, guys, this is very important, right? Because when you answer these questions, now all you do, you just stay quiet and you take notes. Why? Because we want the clients to pinpoint the exact moment that you had them a hello. When did they decide to buy from you? When did they decide, like, wow, I got to have this person in my corner. I need this person to help, to coach me, to teach me these tactics. Because if you apply some of these tactics in your copy, in your website, in your banner, below your social media profiles, in your conversations, if you teach to do coaching, consulting, and masterminding, you can teach your sellers how to apply some of these elements. What do you think is going to happen to your sales? What do you think is going to happen to your followers? What do you think is going to happen to your brand? It's going to explode overnight. Maybe not as fast as an influencer giving you a shout out, but don't you agree that understanding these principles and learning how to get paid to speak on stages is the fastest way to build credibility, authority, and dominate your space? As I like to say, educate to dominate. That's why a lot of those things that I teach is PCS, predictable, is certain, and is secure. And if you guys want to go deep and learn even more about this, I have a PDF that I prepare and I put it together. All you got to do is go to one of my sites. I'll put the link here below the profile, getonmorestages.com. One more time, getonmorestages.com. And you're going to go there and you're going to look for a button right on the top that's going to say free gift. And you're going to click on that button and you're going to see the 7-figure word patterns for success, right? How to connect, convert, and create a buying frenzy when you are out there speaking from the stage, online and offline is a powerful gift, priceless if you ask me. That's why I like to educate and give you guys powerful strategies. I want you guys to go out there and succeed. Like I always say, the business that educate that brings the most value, I bet you appreciate. I bet you haven't learned some of these principles that I'm teaching here today anywhere else. Guys, it's very easy to say something, but I'm always challenging people. You got to walk your talk. I've been documenting stages, thousands of testimonials in video and writing over the years. You guys can look me up on LinkedIn, Carlos Cicada. Be able to look me up on TikTok, Instagram, Carlos Inspire. And over here on Facebook, Carlos Inspires. Subscribe. Follow this channel. You know, my strategies have transformed businesses from local startups to Fortune 100 giants. You know, like I said earlier, generating billions in revenue. Been on the stage with the biggest names in the industry, Tom Bilou, Tony Robbins, Jay Shetty, Shark Tank legends. It's very easy to talk about. But when you walk the talk, nobody can take that away from you, my friend. You know, as we wrap up this session, I'll tell you guys a story. When I was a little kid, my first time going out there trying to sell my bread, I was freaking out. At first, we get all excited, right? I want to help my mom make more bread. But then I understood, I need to location, location, location. I need to put myself in the place where the most people are going to be early in the morning. You are going to be where? At the bus stop. Best place to catch them right before they go to work. You see, in Brazil, people didn't have cars. They did, but most people didn't because of poverty. They were very expensive in the late 80s and the early 90s. So they would have to get on a bus in a small town to go to the big town to work. And put myself there early in the morning on my bicycle, bread on the back on the bike. And now it's time to sell the bread. And now I'm freaking out. Now I'm like, how am I going to sell this bread? I'm watching all those other kids, a bunch of little gangsters, and they selling their bread. It was actually cooler than mine. They had empanadas. They got ham. They got cheese. They got turkey. They got ground meat. All my bread had was a little cinnamon with a little coconut on the top. But now is that time to sell the product. Oh, you can relate, right? You hate pitching. You hate selling. You hate feel salesy. Like I teach, there are strategies on how you can do it that adds value. People will come to you. If you help people, if you help somebody better, put them in a better place, help somebody make money, I promise you they're going to come back. That's how the mind works. The law of reciprocity. Now it was time for me to sell the bread. And I learned how to do sounds when I was a kid to cope with all my depression, anxiety, and suicidal moments that I went through as a kid. So I figured, okay, it's go big or go home. So guess what I did? Oh, I figured. I pause like this and I make a little funny position and I go. Yes, that's a whistle with my mouth for you guys listening to me. And I start screaming, bread, bread, bread. This is the best bread in town. You eat this bread, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter what your boss or your spouse or anyone say. You are going to dominate the day because we are winning tomorrow. We are winning today. I didn't say the last part, but I love to say that part from the stage. And now they're like, how did you do the whistle? Right? Think about what I did. I put myself in a place where most people are going to be. Location, location, location. I did a massive pattern interrupt, a sound. I made a rhyme. I got them to laugh and to stop and coming to me. And now they are buying the bread. Because I'm telling them, you want me to do it again? You're going to have to buy the bread. But then, my friend, I want to challenge some of you influencers, creators, and rock stars out there who are already successful. Think about what else can you do to now make it experiential, to now raise one up, take it to another level. Maybe have me come over and speak at one of your events right before you come on the stage so that we can rock the house together and get everybody fired up on their feet and I can tell them some crazy stories of violence and overcoming the odds and beating the odds growing up in Brazil or training sales teams and gangsters who left the prison in America that I helped train them to become sales leaders. But think about it. What else can you do to create an experience? You know what I did? As they were eating the bread, I had all of us coming into a circle. And again, I know how to make sounds. I taught myself. And now I told them, close your eyes. I want you guys to close your eyes. If you have a piece of bread at home, grab that bread. Bite the bread. Imagine, I'm 7 years old, little chubby Brazilian little boy. And now you are over there with me and my bicycle, eating the bread. And as you close your eyes, imagine your favorite character from Disneyland being right there around us, saying, yes, for you guys listening to me, this is me sounding like Donald Duck. Now, guys, they imagine the face, just like some of you guys right now are laughing. Imagine their face, their smile. Imagine how happy I was. And let's put it like, just to put into perspective, I had no training. Right, this was just like God coming through me, teaching me, learning those things. And me, like, out of fear, not knowing what to do, I started learning these things at a very early age. Long before I started traveling in USA and around the world and being around speakers and leaders and going to college and speaking at the best universities around the world and teaching these elements long before. You know, like a lot of people out there, they teach like NLP, hypnosis, you know, but people, like I say, like, you know, you want it to be genuine. Like, I learned these things on the street first before I learn everything else that's out there. But you see, here's the thing. You see, like, a lot of people over there on social media, they use booty to promote and advertising. And the people, they are tired of that. It's actually, you're actually hurting your numbers. You know, and we can go deep into this, you know, if you're seeking help and growing your business as a topic for another day. But you see, beauty may capture attention, but personality captures the heart. Let me tell you, let me just say it one more time. Beauty may capture attention, but personality captures the heart. I really want you guys to start thinking and question and asking whoever sits on your board of advisors, the people that you're learning from, whoever is coaching you, marketing you, I don't care what level you are in, a startup, a small business, or you're running a Fortune 50 company, that is always another level. There is always room for growth. And that's what I am about. I'm about the mission, not the commission. I'm about elevating and raising the standards, creating more experiences, be able to take a look and audit your entire systems and models and sites and your message and what you are doing. And how can we take it to a whole nother level? That's what I'm about, ladies and gentlemen. Because if I can help you make more money grow, now we can go out there. We can support whatever causes we like. I will never tell you which cause to donate or to assist. Because if I tell you, I'm being biased. I want to literally, genuinely help you grow. Help you take things to a whole nother level. Right away. Who has time to waste? Life is too short. I've seen too many people die. As we wrap it up, my friend, think about what would tripling your revenue this next 6 months or 12 months would mean for you? It's not just a dream. It's a clear and achievable reality. Connect with me. Follow me. subscribe to this channel, follow me all around social media. All the links below in the descriptions. And let's go make history together. Remember, you have the power to redefine the boundaries of your success. Go make your business the one no one can forget. Let's make sure every time they think about the problem that you solve or whatever's keeping them up at night, they think about you first. There is no plan B. There is no second place. You are it. You have greatness within you. Let's make history. The days that breaks us are truly the days that makes us. God bless you. Much love. I love you. Thank you.